Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extra Terrestrial. I'm Colson Smith and as always I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extra Terrestrial, is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. It is also our podcast where we go round the world to find out where you guys are listening. We talk to you guys at home to find out what you love, hate, and rate about the podcast. And we also choose a top five of a certain topic. And Jack is looking at me because I'd never say it, but I will say it just for you. And we do a would you rather, don't we, Jack?
We do.
Your favourite bit.
It's not been in my intro once. And the last 3 weeks, Jack's picked me up for not saying it.
What about your would you rather?
I don't say it. Last week, we told you guys at home to go and watch Hurt Locker. This week, Ben, what have you got for them?
Monday, 3rd of October, we've gone back to film four. It's an afternoon watch, which I'm favouring now. Mm. Do you know
Monday afternoon. Yeah, happy retirement.
Sometimes you look at the afternoon and you think, I'm going to pick up a gem here in the afternoon that's not going to be at night. Monday, the 3rd of October, film four, 1:05 to 2:50 p.m. Afternoon watch, High Noon. Gary Cooper. It's an absolute classic. So he's going to meet the baddies at noon, and that's the whole film. And it is a mastery of that kind of genre of suspense. Gary Cooper, very good. High Noon.
Interesting. Just whilst we're talking about terrestrial TV, obviously I am not a million miles away from finally moving into my first home.
And what TV are you going for your new home?
I've had to do my Sky package. Yeah. So, have you got Sky?
No, I haven't.
I have my brother's login.
I don't have it.
Don't use it.
So, you don't have anything?
No, I do, but I don't have Sky.
So, you have all the streaming platforms?
Yeah, but I don't have Sky.
So, I've done my Sky package this week, yeah.
What have you gone for? Like Sky Glass?
No, because I've done TVs differently.
Sky Q?
Sky Q. But I've gone sports, HD and Ultra HD, but I've not gone Sky Cinema.
Isn't Sky Cinema a bit of old films, though? It's not like...
No, I think there is some new ones that come on there. But they all come on Now TV, which is sort of owned by Sky.
But have you got
Apple
TV? The Apple box?
Yes.
Because that's the thing.
No, I've not got that.
You haven't got that?
No. I have the app on the PlayStation.
What size television?
Oh, I don't know.
And where you put it?
Right.
Oh, well, I thought you meant that's a new app, Size Television.
Hi, welcome to Size Television. Here we will have things of different sizes on. Small little P.
Right. So I've got, coming to me next week, 250-inch screens, yeah?
Bearing in mind for the audience, this is not to go through Colson's television, but when we were sharing a flat, he had an 80-inch telly.
How big was that one in the flat?
80. And I'm telling you now, Colson, we must have been all of 20 inches away from it.
Yeah. See, I don't know what to do with that TV.
You're going to have to give it to a sports stadium. It was so big, you could watch the baseball on it. It was so big. There were times where you didn't have to switch the lights on in the flat because it was so
TV
much light.
So
do you remember
bright.
Once you went, oh, it is a bit big?
See, I need a TV for my living room. That's the one room I haven't sorted the TV out for.
So what are the other TVs for? Bedroom and what?
Extension.
Kitchen.
Both bedrooms.
Bedroom.
And living
room. You're
back
to doing that.
Ooh, only for you'll never get up.
Only for the old Netflix watching bed.
No. No.
I don't have a TV in the bedroom. Let us know what you think about that TV in the bedroom. I think it's slippery.
No,
slope,
I agree. Yes, definitely.
Once you start TV in bedroom. So what you get, you can't go too big in your living room, Colson.
No, I can't. I can't go too big. I bought my sofa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Two or three seats.
A small seat, three L shape.
Don't go too big. There's a proper thing you can measure how big your telly should be for the room and where it should be. Don't do it too high or too low.
Oh, you mean on the wall?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
People always shove them up like it's a painting above a fireplace.
Yeah.
Go and you're breaking your neck.
You're breaking it, yeah.
Go to. I get you. But it's coming together. Because this is obviously going to be our new studio, isn't
it?
Yeah.
And a new watch.
It is coming.
Will there
together.
Be a popcorn thing? Will there be a slushy machine?
No, but I am going to get a pick and mix station.
Is it? Yeah, yeah. Go on. Get those little lights so we can see our way to the seats. Yeah. Right, because that will be a special. So when you move in, we'll have to have our first watch.
It will be a special occasion.
We'll have to be your pick for our first watch.
Yeah.
Why have you said that?
It's going to be a great day. I'll take that back.
I have my fingers crossed.
My next pick is quite an atmospheric watch.
Oh, okay.
Tease that with
you. Get cuddly. Right,
Dumbo.
Ben, on Soap Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, every week you pick a topic and we put it into a top five that is cement in history. Last week we did a top five films featuring a car. What's this week's top five?
Right, this is different. Couldn't think of anything.
How different? Where's this going?
I think this is interesting. You watch it go down like a fucking lead balloon. Top five cinema requirements.
What's that mean?
What the fuck?
Thank you. You're in a cinema, right?
Yeah.
What's happened now in cinemas
is
sound and picture have been dropped. So you know, right, in the old days you'd get a big cinema with very good sound and a big screen.
Yeah.
You now get much smaller screen, but you get the better chair. So when you go to your cinema, is it A, the big seat? Is it B, the sound?
Yeah.
C, picture? D, pick and mix?
Yeah.
Hot dog? Because you get those posh ones now. You pay a price, you get all the food you want. Do you like a bigger screen? What's your top five requirements?
Straight off, I'll tell you one thing I find weird about the cinema, that some people go and choose to sit on the back row.
They don't want to be bothered. I get that.
Depends how good your eyesight is as well, doesn't it?
Smack in the middle, all the time.
I always try and go in the middle.
Yeah.
That's where I try and go. Yeah.
I don't want to be four or five rows from the front.
I'm too far back if I'm at the back. I think people that go to the back are not that arsed about the film.
No, I agree with you.
They're there to be cool.
Maybe that's
tortillas.
What it is.
So what are we saying?
Tortillas.
You know, eat your whatever it is, cheesy nachos.
Come and eat my cheesy nachos on back seat.
You know when people go to the cinema and they basically order a full meal?
English.
Full tortilla meal. It's a full, like, it's like cheese on tortilla.
Yeah.
But what I love about the cinema is go and buy some food that's really sloppy and messy, but do it with the lights off.
Lights off. Yeah.
Would you do that in the world? Would you go, oh, I've got my tea, mum. Where you go? I'm just going to go into a room with the lights off and try and get it into my mouth. So, right, top five. What are your top five? You go to the cinema, top five requirements. For me? Yeah.
Comfy seat.
Comfy seat in one for Coulson.
Not in one.
You're just throwing it out there.
Comfy
out
seat.
There. Big screen.
Sound.
Dark.
Do you know what gets me?
Very good.
Do you know what gets me? When you sit in and you've got the bloody firelight above you.
Yeah, does my head.
The other thing that gets me is when you go to those posher ones and they serve food and they've got little lamps next to
every table.
It's great, but sometimes they don't dip them.
Mm,
and I'm like, yeah, but I'm sat right next to my bedside light.
Yeah. But for me, comfy chair is a big one. Comfort's key.
You're straight off with your slippers. And once you press that seat to leather back seat, go back, you're right. You are out. Boof.
So you're not a fan of...
So how many did we get? We got sound, screen, dark. We got seat. We need one more. It's probably got to be food, hasn't it, and snacks.
See, I'm not
massive on it, which is why it's obvious where it goes in the leaderboard.
It's five.
Is there not anything else?
Hold on, I'm going to throw another one to you. Clean.
It's dark, I'm not arsed, I can't see.
Yeah.
Oh, when you give it the crunch in some old popcorn, you're like,
oh, here's one for you. Sticky floor. Here's one for you.
Sticky floor. It's not a nightclub.
You might go to different cinema.
You might agree on this one. Other members of the public.
Yes, big.
Yeah.
Big.
Phones.
Yeah, big.
Chewing.
Big.
Chewing.
Phones. If someone is on their phone in the cinema... It does my tits in, because that light...
Do you know what? I
that
see
slight
it
light
less and less.
But when
the
you
more I've been going to the cinema lately, I'd say within the last couple of years, I see people less on their phones.
Is that because you go into the Everyman?
I don't know, is it? Probably. And the different sort see, of yeah. clientele, people more interested the, in the film phone, rather than...
It distracts me.
The phone
so
fucks you.
Yeah.
Someone gets the phone out. And then seconds before it starts, they're still checking the weather.
See,
you're inside.
Yeah.
I am on my phone until the film starts.
Oh, right. Well, it's you.
Oh, are you?
No, no. Until the film starts. Just passing time. And then as soon as the film starts...
Passing time.
If I see...
You'll be dead soon.
Sitting down, dreaming of... Thinking of life is passing time, not looking at someone else's life.
So
are you doing? Looking at someone else's life for my name?
Over food.
What?
Members of the public, considerate members of the public.
Considerate members of the public is high, I think. I'd say in one screen.
As in five, or will we go five?
Okay, go five. Five members of the public.
Yep.
No, five food.
No, we got rid of
five members of the public. Four...
Sound.
Light.
Sound. Sound is less important than their
I
bloody
four
light.
Four sound. Three.
Comfy
light.
Chair. No.
Comfy chair. Three. Two.
Light.
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 One.
A big
screen.
One. Yeah.
Screen. Number one screen. Make
number
the
one
screen.
Screen.
It needs to be a good picture.
Massive.
If it's big.
Screen needs to be as big as possible. It needs to be as dark as possible. Yeah. The seat needs to be as comfy as possible. Even if the sound was a little bit shit, I wouldn't care. The other big one is temperature. Sometimes it's fucking freezing.
Sometimes it's boiling.
Absolutely Baltic or it's the Gobi Desert.
My mum walked out of Juno because it was too cold. I remember watching Juno and she went, Coulson, we're going, it's too cold.
It's meant to be a desert.
They do absolutely ramp it up, the old aircon.
Mm.
There we go, top five, that's it forever.
Ben, the other thing we do in this episode is we send you all around the world in any method of transport whatsoever. Recently, due to the cost of living crisis, you have been going round in eco-friendly ways.
But do you know the cost of living? I think it's good for the planet.
It is good for
so
the planet.
So, I don't know, have we done paragliding?
Yes.
Did I tell you my next-door neighbour does paragliding?
Does he?
Yeah. Did I tell you he crashed? I'm
is
like,
he all right?
Yeah, but he's a really, really good paraglider. Like, he goes over mountains. He goes through Italy. He can do hundreds of miles a day.
That's where you run off the edge of a cliff.
You run off. I've done it with him.
You've not.
He put me on the front.
You've not.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is this, like, off the roof?
Yeah, a hill. You know that hill with the white horse on it? There's one near me.
In Dorset?
No, there's a few. Anyway, there's one near me, and I said, he said, I do the old paragliding with him. He's a lovely man, 5 years older than me. His son used to babysit our kids. I went, all right. He said, yeah, pop on. Pop along if you want. I said, all right, well, where? He said, just be on this hill at 4 o'clock. I went, all right, go to this hill. Rammed. Loads of people paragliding. And I went, what do I do? And he said, well, just put this on. And he said, my arms are crossed. I'm going to unfold the parachute and walk off the edge of the cliff.
Oh, God, shit it.
What do you mean? Well, I just say, go. Just walk off. Don't run. Just walk off.
Is he on with you as well?
He's on with me. He's at the back.
Right.
So I'm at the front, dip down. He's at the back. He untangles the parachute. It fills with air, but he's got someone holding me because when the parachute goes... You get pulled back.
Yeah.
So he said, take the strain, you'll get pulled back, and you walk purposefully off the edge of the cliff.
Does it not feel like you walk and step off and fall into oblivion?
That's exactly what it feels like, Coulson. That's exactly what it feels like. It's not like I walk off and I go, I'm flying, like I'm a condor.
Yeah.
It's like I'm walking
I'm
off,
falling,
I'm walking off the edge of
die.
A cliff.
Yeah.
And he's telling me it's fine. Now, he's amazing. And I actually, weirdly, you are completely and utterly trusting.
If someone told you to walk off the edge of a cliff, would you?
And do you know what? And I do, my next door neighbour, I do. But he's got amazing YouTube videos. Like, unreal YouTube videos of him over mountain ranges.
I don't know if I could do... Have you done a bungee?
No, but I would do. I won't get scared of anything like that.
I've done a bungee. Yeah.
Yeah. I did a bungee in London off...
I've never been anywhere where I would do it. Like, if you've been to New Zealand, yeah. I'd do it there. Yeah. Or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it on Salford Keys.
The bungee is... It's that first... 3 seconds in it that lasts.
You don't really feel when it pulls you.
No,
up.
You don't really. No.
And actually, you are trusting someone going, yeah, next.
Yeah.
You can, but yeah, we went off. So we've done paragliding, so I've got to think of something else.
Hurricane? Like, what if you're just floating along in the hurricane?
That's dreadful.
Is it?
What, like a mode of transport? You just go, how are you getting to mine?
I'm taking hurricanes. The hurricane's just going through the country and you're in it.
I've got a good one for you. I've got a good one.
Like Wizard of Oz in a house.
I've got a good one for you.
Go on.
Because I've just been planning my trip to New Zealand. There's a big thing in New Zealand called Zorbing. Do you know what this is?
No.
It's like a massive inflatable ball.
Yeah,
and you get in the ball and like you've run down a
mint with Zorbing.
So mint. The three of us are in a Zorb
with Zorbing.
You lose oxygen. I've been in them. If you run about and use all your energy, you take up all the oxygen in the ball, and they have to get you out because you're going to die. So don't run about in there.
Okay, we're not running about. We're slipping and sliding, are we?
Do they tell you that before you do it?
Yeah, don't use up all your oxygen too quick.
Yeah, well, we might have to get you out. How do you say tell them to get out?
You sort of collapse on the floor.
You steam
and
up.
And they work it out.
Right, we've gone in a Zorb.
We're Zorbing. Where are we Zorbing to?
Now, our listeners, don't look at my paper. I know he's cheating. Right, we're not going countries anymore. We're going places within those countries. Basically, what started off as quite a laugh because we were getting one or two, we're not now. We're getting lots of people listening. So now I'm having to drill down.
Mm.
Straight off Berlin.
Ooh, Berlin.
17.
Oof. Oh, quick fire, 13.
1. Delhi.
New Delhi. Big.
See, my friends who have gone to Australia transferred via New Delhi. So I'm going to take a gamble and I'm going to say all four of them listened.
37.
3.
Oh, one's not listened.
One hasn't listened, but that's very good.
Yeah.
There was a big listens in India, to be fair. Right. And to finish, Cape Town.
Oof.
Africa. South Africa. 6.
13.
Oh, there we go. Bullseye. It's 13.
Is it?
We haven't had a guess.
Well done.
We haven't had a right
good
guess.
Good, Jack.
For Epps.
Unlucky for some, lucky for Jack.
Is it lucky 13. For Jack 13?
Yeah. I just saw it. Cape Town.
Do you know what? Last week
you picked Mind Reader and you've read his mind.
Mm. 13, you've read my mind.
I got a message this morning from one of my friends basically saying, you're going to be fucked in Asda. And I was like,
hello.
What? Question mark. And he went, the podcast, Reading Minds in Asda, fucked. And then I listened to the podcast and the Would You Rather was I picked Reading Minds. He was like, imagine walking around Asda, being able to read everyone's mind.
Yeah.
I was like, fair point.
Yeah. I think the more I thought about it, the Reading Minds.
Yeah, I got it so wrong.
So where are we up to now?
So, Ben, we've just been around the world to Cape Town, New Delhi. Do you want to make any more noise?
Sorry, yeah. I'm just doing my pace.
We've just been around the world to Cape Town, New Delhi and Berlin. Has anyone from any of those countries wrote into us?
There's a lot to do.
There is.
Hi, guys. Nick on Patreon. Long-time fan, new to Patreon. Welcome.
Welcome, Nick.
Listening to the Jurassic Park podcast today, the location in Hawaii was also used for the TV series Lost.
Lost. I knew that was coming.
Hello.
Don't know why.
Other films like Jumanji, Godzilla, 51st Dates and Karate Kid. The island is called Oahu. I got to visit a few years ago on my honeymoon.
Nice. Ooh.
My wife got to enjoy me dragging around all the locations used for Lost. Obviously, it was very romantic, and the honeymoon she'd always dreamed of. Laughy face emoji.
Didn't Lost go on forever?
Yeah. Went on too long.
Strong first series, then it got cack, and it all became a dream, didn't it? It all got
Is that what it was?
The lead guy was called Jack Shepherd.
Was he?
Yeah, the lead, the character was called Jack Shepherd.
Did you enjoy doing the show based on your life?
But yeah, it sort of went off. Wasn't it something like 11 series or something dumb?
Really loved the show. Always brings a smile to my face when a new episode drops. Keep up the great work, Nick in Chester.
Cheers, Nick in Chester.
P.S. Ben is awesome.
Oh, he's changed it. You're not brilliant. I like that,
he's
Nick.
He's curved it.
Ben is
fuck
awesome.
Him. Don't give him everything he wants.
Fuck him. I don't think Nick from Chester has said that. Yes, Colson. Fuck him. Chris on Instagram. I know the rules can't be changed and the top five is the list forever, but two mega animal films may be ones to watch on the podcast. Homeward Bound.
That's a cartoon, isn't it? Or is that The Fox and the Hound? I'm getting confused.
And My Dog Skip. Daniel on Instagram. Shall I keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
Daniel on Instagram.
Is this the same lad?
Nope.
No.
Daniel on Instagram. All right, lads. I saw Jack in Manchester.
He told me to fuck off.
But was too distracted laughing at your pod to say hi. Just wanted to say I love the pod, especially the extraterrestrial ones.
Ooh. Basically, I like Ben more than you.
Keep it up. Big yellow thumb. Daniel on Instagram, you've got the greatest review ever.
Big yellow thumb.
Big yellow thumb, especially the extraterrestrial ones. Yes.
I've had that before on the tube where someone's just tapped me and just showed me their phone and they're listening to us.
Oh, really?
I'm like, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So now I just ride the tube on Thursday.
Just in case.
Any chance?
No, I'm listening to that other podcast. Really good. Josie_23. Hello. Podcast review, 5 stars. Brilliant. Woo. We're getting it back. A must-listen to podcast. Love it. Great banter, great movie picks. All three of them are great. Oh, this is an actual review. Come to the party late, so I've been binge listening to it and then binge watching all the movies. Do you know what, Josie_23? Good on you.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Amen.
It's probably a good time for us to remind people how important it is that they, like, subscribe and leave us a review, isn't it?
Yeah, it's massive. It does make a big difference. The bigger the numbers we get, the better we do, the better in the charts, the more we keep going.
We don't know why, but we knew when we started the podcast that everyone was like, just subscribe and review. That's all you've got to say to people. But it does, for some weird reason, in podcast lore, make a massive difference, doesn't it?
It shoves you further up, doesn't it? Yeah. You get more known people watch,
and then we get more listens. Then we get more people listening, and then we maybe even can throw in some extra eps.
That's it. And then if someone wants to commission us for a TV show
then that's all.
And then we can retire and make loads
and
of
then
money.
We can retire and just do the podcast.
We're not being cynical, we just want this to be successful.
It is important that subscribe and listen. And also you can say that at the end, Con.
Well, we did, we've teased on our Patreon, we have a special bonus episode every month, don't we? And this month's episode, which is already out, so if you want to get on Patreon, there is this month's bonus episode there. And we teased that Sofa Cinema Club has got something very exciting coming up, hasn't it?
We're going to do a live show, like a proper one.
We're going to do a live show!
Like a...
off our own backs, the three of us.
Yeah.
One night only.
Cinema.
Cinema Club it's a theatre cinema.
Yeah. So it's a test to see whether we'll end up going
big time.
The O2.
Yeah. The O2.
But Wembley. this is our pre-warning to you guys to keep your ear to the ground, because we're not allowed to tell you much. It's all very hush-hush, top secret, because, you know, obviously...
Limited tickets, to be honest.
Very limited tickets. It's a very intimate setting. It's going to be...
very intimate. It's us three and one other.
Your living room.
We've booked a table for dinner. There's the three of us. There's only 5 seats on the table.
Sold out.
So, yeah, that's our little teaser. That's our Sofa Cinema Club news. And if you wanted this news early, or if you want early access to tickets, now is the time to get onto Patreon, isn't
get on
it?
Patreon.
There's loads going on.
Is that
on
where
Patreon.
All the linkage is, then?
Well, yeah, no, but there will be.
The link will go to Patreon first.
I think they're going to sell out really quick.
Well, they are.
And
we know they
are. I'm buying them.
Yeah.
But first and money, hopefully.
Okay.
Ben, we always finish off with a biggie. We always finish off with a would you rather. So let's have it, because this is all. This is the only reason Jack comes into the studio.
Right, I've built this one up.
He has built it.
I don't know whether it's absolutely brilliant or cack.
Do I need to try and not answer it in the first 5 seconds?
You just do what you want.
You do what you want. It's a free flow. We don't mind here. Okay. We're an open book. Right, would you rather have spaghetti for hair or mayonnaise for sweat?
Oh.
Right, I'll say it one more time, because some people will be listening, won't believe they've just heard that. Would you rather have spaghetti for hair or mayonnaise for sweat?
I know what I'm doing.
What?
Spaghetti for hair.
I know why you're saying that. Because you don't want people to confuse the mayonnaise for any other type substance, do you? That's why you've gone spaghetti for hair.
Hold on. You've also got to think, right? You've got spaghetti for hair. That's a constant. That's a given.
Yeah. Are we talking boiled spaghetti, but plain?
I think it's cooked.
I think
it would have to be cooked. It would just be too brittle.
No.
But what I'm trying to say to you, Colson,
I know what he's going.
You're not sweating
going.
All the time.
Yeah. I knew exactly who was going there.
Yeah, but Ben, that's me going on a run covered in fucking white shit, isn't it?
Well, what about when you're not?
Jack, I sweat.
What, all the time?
You're not sweating now.
How hot's it in the studio?
It's hot, but you haven't got mayonnaise on your face. You're not sweating enough for mayonnaise.
But you've got spaghetti hair.
Would you notice it? Would you notice it more? Because I am sweaty right now.
Yeah.
My face doesn't sweat that much, really. No, so as long as I've not got mayonnaise on my face...
You don't mind.
I think I'm
so you've
all
got
right.
mayonnaise. You've basically got mayonnaise under your armpits.
Fine. I've got mayonnaise around my balls. I've got mayonnaise on my ass. And I've got mayonnaise on my face.
Could you imagine that in a restaurant? If they're like, do you want any sauce? And you're like, nah, it's all right. And just squeeze your hand over your steak. I'm going spaghetti.
Mool's free.
Get this from me.
This is much better than I thought.
If I get peckish, I just pull some of my hair out if I get peckish.
But wipe it in Jack's sweat.
I think I'm sticking with my guns. I am going spaghetti for hair. Jack?
I'm going mayonnaise face.
Price?
I'm going mayonnaise face. I'm going mayonnaise face because I'll take that risk.
Take it. That
I'll take
I'm not,
the risk.
I'll
that...
make sure I'm not going
to
get hot.
I'll just make sure I'm running, and if I'm running quickly into the shower, if not, I'll just... The only tricky time you're going to get is the summer months.
Yeah.
That's when you're going to be claggy.
Right, that's all we've got time for in this week's episode. We've just got to get producer Henry in to sweep up all the mayonnaise off the floor. We're back here next week where we are talking all things the film that is City of God. Until then, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Stinks of mayonnaise.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.